At Isadora Newman School in New Orleans, the arts have always factored into the curriculum. But recently, says Dean of the Arts Andrew Rogers, there has been a renaissance in the arts at Newman, and it has a lot to do with changing perspectives on the importance of arts education.
Today, looking at the concept of integration, art is seen as an integral piece of the whole child. I think a major reason for this is looking at the economy and how there are more and more jobs these days in innovative fields and in the burgeoning fields of small business, starting your own business, having that creative, innovative mindset, which really is at the beginning of all of the art projects that we explore at Newman.
One thing that sets Newman apart, says Rogers, is the school's capacity to go beyond the classroom and studio. For example, a new program called Disappearances sends students into the wetlands to explore coastal erosion, and not just from a scientific perspective. They're accompanied by environmentalists Marie Gould and Bob Marshall, and also by mural artist Max Bernardi.
Ultimately, at the heart of a program like this and many of our dynamic collaborative projects is that teaching the kids that art is a visual means of changing people's perspectives. There's such a power in the visual, in performance, in the beauty of art that can change someone's view on something in many ways dynamically different than if they would simply read it or hear it or see it.
Newman uses art to teach other global lessons too. The school's ABC program for Arts Building Communities offers a collaborative experience between their students and those from Breakthrough, a national program for kids from underserved communities. They all meet at the Uptown campus on Saturdays to work with well-known local artists like Willie Birch and Nicole Charbonnet.
One of the true powers of art is that it is a universal language, and so it completely crosses barriers, socioeconomic barriers, racial barriers, so that the students involved in a program, whether they may have come from completely different places in the world, ultimately can come together to create this collaborative painting. And understand the beauty of art and how it has the power to change perspectives in the world.
Of course, if art has been the universal language of the past, then technology is that of the present.
Today, many students will feel more tentative about approaching a canvas than they would about working with software in a 3D printer, something that for many of us, even who were born in the 80s, is incredibly strange to even think of.
But according to Dean Rogers, if you start a conversation using both art and technology, it can be an exciting one. In the school's makerspace, elementary age students tinker with machinery and hardware in creative ways.
I walked in there the other day and I saw a student who had programmed a spider robot on the computer. This is a third grader, to walk to a certain length of the room, turn around, turn left, turn right. And that's a really great example of where those lines between the traditional lines between science and art are being blended and blurred. You have to think creatively and dynamically to be able to do that. At the same time, there's a lot of computer science there.
Newman does have resources that other schools may not. But Dean Rogers believes that integrating art into education is more doable than ever before. For one thing, he has found willing educational partners in the New Orleans art community.
There's really a zeitgeist right now in New Orleans where institutions are open to collaboration and open to creating dynamic programs, often with little or no financial support for them. Free programs at the Ogden, free programs at NOMA. I mean, I think ultimately all arts institutions in the city are in this moment of exploration and in self-realization that the arts are so important to the development of the whole child.
For WWNO, I'm Renee Peck.